It is time for our Travel Michigan update, and today we head north to Traverse City's Cherry Festival, which is right around the corner, and welcome in the executive director of the Cherry Festival. It's Trevor Takash. Guess maybe give us first off an idea, Trevor, how's the cherry crop going to look this year in Northwest Michigan?
Well, good morning. Cherry crop is looking very good. The Traverse City area is known for its tart cherry crop. We produce 75% of the nation's tart cherry crop. And it looks to be a good year. The cold winter actually insulated the trees to some degree. And I think all the farmers are very optimistic about what we're going to see here soon.
All right. For 80 years, you guys have really celebrated one of those natural resources and turned it into a big festival. Give us kind of the snapshot of what this festival looks like when you run it the 5th through the 12th in beautiful Traverse City.
Well, the really neat thing is the city's allowed us to kick off on the 4th of July this year. So from noon on, we'll have the festival grounds open on West Grand, Traverse Bay, and Traverse City to help celebrate the nation's independence with a beautiful fireworks show over the bay. But this is a really big economic driver. It's a big part of our culture. It's the 88th celebration of the festival. And it's an eight-day celebration of what makes us not only a unique region, but a unique state, and really a pure Michigan destination in the summer. We kick off this year with an amazing air show. The U.S. Navy Blue Angels are back after 4 years. Without a doubt, a free air show over West Grand, Traverse Bay is probably the most patriotic thing you could do on the 4th of July weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So just a spectacular way to start things off. It rolls into a concert series every night of the eight nights, including groups like Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Blues Traveler, country artist Justin Moore, who just hit number one on the country singles charts right now. Tommy James and the Shondells, a wide variety of musicians on the stage, and something for everyone every night. And of course, what we started with and what we still have a lot of fun with is our parades. We have two really amazing parades, one on Thursday, which is a kids' parade, with a kids' fun run just before it. And then the DTE Cherry Royale parade is on Saturday, and that's just a fun family activity, great way to wrap up with a finale day with fireworks and a great concert on the stage. So wide variety of things to do, and of course it's all in celebration of the cherry and our beautiful natural resources we have here in Traverse City.
Something
we're all proud of.
I would think folks can probably get a few cherries up there then too, right?
We've got an amazing variety of products, farm market products, jams, preserves, of course cherry pie, but what the tart cherry has really become known for now is being a super fruit. So we've got a lot of cherry concentrates, dried cherries, things that are healthy living products that athletes enjoy them because they're great for recovery. You see a lot of people using them to alleviate some of their arthritis issues now, and it has a lot of anti-inflammatory and sleep aid properties. So the tart cherry is just a magical fruit that we have a lot of fun celebrating here in Traverse.
Who knew, huh? Who knew?
Well, we know, and that's why we want everybody to come up and celebrate and learn more about the cherry.
Well, the festival itself, though, has garnered national recognition. You've been named the USA Today's one of the top 10 festivals in the nation for the last couple of years running, haven't you?
Well, we have gotten quite a bit of recognition in that area, and I think it's because of our dedication to putting on a high-caliber, high-quality event year over year in a spectacular location. Really, there's nothing like it. You think about this is such a, it's a small town. The city of Traverse City is only 15,000 people. But during that 8 days, we'll see hundreds of thousands come through Traverse City and celebrate with us. It's a piece of Americana. This is, it's a kind of a step back in time in a way to what, where we came from with farming and, what our memories were as children of, parades and carnival rides and, cotton candy and just fun. That's summer in my mind. That's what I grew up with, and I think a lot of people look for that, and this is where they'll find us.
Well, and it's kind of cool that you get to kick it off on the 4th of July itself. You can't get any better Americana than that, so.
That's right.
All right, cherryfestival.org, the website. People get all the information on it. So actually kicking off the 4th of July through the 12th of July in Traverse City. It is the annual Traverse City Cherry Festival, and the executive director, Trevor Trakai, on the line with us. Have you been sneaking any cherry pie ahead of time here?
Well, I work right across the street from Grand Traverse Pie Company, and we make our signature cherry crumb pie. So, unfortunately, I probably eat a few more pieces than I should throughout the year, but, you know, it's delicious. And that's the great thing about the cherry is it's so versatile. You can use it in so many different products. And we have a number of foodie events. We didn't really talk about that, but you go to cherryfestival.org. You can find out more on opening weekend. We've got Blues Brews and Barbecues. We've got Cherry's Divine. We've got the Great American Picnic. We've got Cherry's Grand Buffet later in the week. All of them incorporate cherries into the cuisine. A really fun variety of food products that are going to open your eyes to a whole other way of cooking with cherries.
All right. You've been wearing a path across the street to the pie company, right?
I should have a tunnel just built in so I can just sneak over there whenever.
Hey, good luck with it. Thanks, Trevor. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
Bye-bye now. Trevor Dukai from the National Cherry Festival up in Traverse City with us on this edition of our Travel Michigan Update.